Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to my third episode of my Chakra Chat series. So today I'm delighted to be discussing the power of the Manipura Chakra, the solar plexus chakra, with the awesome Anna Knapik. Anna is a true inspiration. She is a business coach. She has also been a mentor, a chakra educator, a yoga teacher, and is a woman with so much wisdom to share. Her incredible story is, I feel, a wonderful example of the strength that resides within the Manipura. Anna has studied and taught the chakras for many years, so our conversation was centered around the empowerment that we gain from this energy center, the solar plexus chakra. And I feel that whilst the energy at the solar plexus chakra certainly holds our purpose, it also gives us our forward momentum in life. And in order to keep that momentum towards our purpose, we have to consistently add fuel to the fire to carry on working on ourselves, to help ourselves along the way by experiencing, learning, reading, practicing, challenging ourselves, by continuing our growth and our development. So I absolutely loved this conversation with Anna. There were so many takeaways from it. Anna's story is the most beautiful example of really engaging with the inner self, really listening to our inner wisdom in order to find our purpose and to live the life that we dream of. So you are already here, so you know how valuable meditation is in this quest for listening to the self. So please enjoy the conversation, and then afterwards, I'd love it if you would give yourselves 10 minutes to just meditate on what struck a chord for you. Okay, I really hope you enjoy our chat. Welcome, Anna. Thank you so much for joining me on my Chakra Chat. So today I'm talking to Anna Knapik. Have I said that right?
Completely.
Fantastic. Who is a soulful business coach, life coach, mentor, chakra expert, used to teach yoga, just general wonderful person. So hi, Anna, where are you in the world? Because you're an intrepid traveler all over the globe.
Hi, Rosanne. Thanks for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your wonderful podcast. I'm currently in Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Yeah, South America. So yes, I've traveled around the country quite extensively the past few weeks, and now I'm stable again.
When I first met you, you were in Colombia. I came across you when I met you when I was looking for support for myself. I was starting off my chakra business, my sort of extension of my yoga teaching into the chakra course that I now run. And I needed help, like, really badly. And just so randomly that I found you, this gorgeous Polish girl living in Colombia with the perfect course, you know, teaching soulful business. And you really changed, you know, you changed everything that I was, not changed everything I was thinking about, but you helped me immeasurably in my business and in myself, actually. And so today, you're here to talk about all things around the solar plexus chakra, Manipura, this center in the solar plexus area. And when we set this up, I was thinking, because obviously I've done a couple of chats already, and they were really, like, easy to have a sort of central question. So, like, with Teresa, it was like, why is our voice so important? And with Amelia, it's like, why is creativity so important? And there isn't, like, an obvious hook for the solar plexus, like, why is the self so important? I mean, but actually, that's kind of what I've started with wanting to have this conversation, which was to, you know, start to the discussion around how we find out, you know, what we really want, how to find the source of our strength, how to find our empowerment, and why it's so important to do that and to continue to work on the self and on self-growth, self-development. Because you've really helped me with a lot of all of that stuff.
Oh my gosh, thanks, Roseanne. It's, as you know, it's been a pleasure supporting you, and yeah, what can I say? This is my life's work. This is what I discovered, I call my life purpose today, and I've done it over the years in different ways and shapes and forms. Because, as you know, I started as an intuitive healer, as a chakra educator, then yoga teacher, then life coach. Some time ago, I fully transitioned into business coaching, which, you know, I think for this chakra specifically, to me, it's a very work-related chakra in many ways. So, of course, as you said, it's so much about the self, about reconnection with self, about that inner alignment. But at the same time, it's so much about, you know, that personal power, that character strength, that discipline, motivation, right? Chakra, in many ways, I think I agree with you that when you talk, let's say, about the throat chakra, about the root chakra, about the sacral chakra, like some topics or themes are pretty obvious that come to mind, right?
Exactly.
Whereas this one is not so obvious. Like, there's so many themes around this particular energy center.
Yeah. And we could just talk about work. We could just talk about sense of self. We could talk about self-esteem, you know, confidence. There are so many things that are just like, you know, you could write a book about every single aspect that is held within this. And I find this chakra particularly interesting because it feels like you can be excessive and deficient in it all at the same time. You know, it's a really, it's a big meaty one. But one of the things that I find fascinating is, well, when I'm talking to you about this, I find this really interesting because when I met you, and certainly before, I was a deficient Manipura. I had low self-esteem, low, you know, self-worth. I didn't know what my purpose was. And you, I think, have admitted to me, and I hope you'll reconfess that you are tendency towards the excess, which works in your favor in your business. But I feel like I'm always attracted to people who are in the opposite side, you know, the balancing factor to my personal, you know, situation. So as an underactive Manipura, I'm very attracted to people who are overactive in the Manipura. So I just find that really fascinating. But I want to ask you how you have managed your, you know, how, yeah, just tell us a bit more about your journey of how you got to be where you are with your center, with your sense of purpose, because I feel like you've been on quite a journey with, you've obviously done a lot of different things, but you find your life purpose now.
Yeah. So I like to say, and I guess this is really in a way the truth, that my journey really started 2015, so 6 years ago, with probably the toughest decision of my life, to quit my corporate job. I worked as a marketing executive for IKEA for many years, and in total 10 years in marketing, in marketing management positions. And then one day I just, of course, it wasn't an overnight decision, but at some point I reached a decision within myself that I was going to quit the corporate, that I want to take the plunge into traveling, into exploring the world myself.
That in itself takes confidence to turn around and turn your back on what most people would think was a nice, safe, secure life.
Totally. Not only nice and safe, I would say just amazing. Many people would just applaud me for, like, you know, my business travel, you know, great life and an apartment in the city center funded by the company and so many cool things, right? So, and also, to be honest, this was for the longest the life that I had imagined, envisaged for myself, right? When I was at university, when I was, like, you know, in those low-paying jobs as a student, and this is what I was taught and trained to believe I wanted, right?
Yeah, as so we're all told, when, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we are trained, we are programmed by the society. There is no doubt about it. And also, this is one of the reasons when I started my healing work and coaching work, one of the topics that I was always super passionate about was lifestyle design, in order to help people deprogram all those, you know, belief systems, all those things that we are made to believe, to follow, right? Mm-hmm. And are not necessarily ours. And I see more and more of them as the time flies, because it's just like in everything, in the way we live, we work, we form relationships, we stay in certain relationships just because we are just, you know, programmed to follow, stay in crappy jobs. That don't allow us to fulfill our purpose and all of these things. So, of course, it sounds really easy right now after all these years, but it took a lot of courage, confidence, a lot of really tough moments for me, you know, because so many times I felt so alone. Like, I literally questioned everything that I was taught to follow, right? Yeah. Including my own parents, their path, everything they taught me, right? Yeah. So the values always stay the same, but there are certain ways of living, right, that you start questioning. And the more you question, the more you uncover. And the more you uncover, the more you want to transform, because you see how sometimes damaging it may be for your soul. Because this is really what's happening, right? So when you ask me about that purpose, when I was starting that journey 6 years ago in September 2015, I really didn't know what I was after. I thought I was after just freedom, adventure, travel. I've always loved traveling, and that was something that really allowed me to, I guess, survive all these years in the corporate, in a strict corporate environment.
Yeah.
But then one day I just realized this is not good anymore, right? So I need to do some work here. I need to liberate myself to see if that's even what's possible for me. How how creative I can get with myself. And at that time, I wasn't even thinking about my own business, none of these things. I never considered myself to be an entrepreneur. I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs. So, you know, my business was not on my bucket list, definitely. But what was that, you know, liberation and freedom. And
yeah,
I guess, so you were just searching.
You were just searching for something that you weren't entirely sure what.
Completely.
But there was something within you. I mean, for me, that's a very strong, naturally strong Manipura solar plexus chakra thing to be able to do, to actually have that confidence to literally step out of the door and just go, that's it. I'm turning, you know. And I think there's a lot of people, when I do chakra readings and so on, the majority of people that I do chakra readings for have a lower side on their Manipura. They can be strong in energy and activity and all of those things, but that's the confidence and self-esteem and sense of self and purpose that are always the things that are a little bit less full or less energetic when I'm looking. Mm-hmm. But when I look and I, you know, when I hear about your story, which obviously I know about, but I find endlessly fascinating, it's like, I look in awe, like the confidence that you had as a young woman, because you must have been, you know, only in your 20s, to just go, that's it, I'm out of here, see you later, off to Bali or off to wherever, without that strong, without a plan, essentially. Or did you have a plan? Tell me you had a plan.
No, actually, no. I was actually... offers an option to maybe to consider some time off, which I didn't want to accept because something was telling me that that would really curtail my creativity in in life generally, like in what I'm going to do, what I'm going to become. So I guess my soul was already craving something bigger, but like my kind of physical self here, my mind, my programmed, trained mind wasn't ready to even acknowledge it, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I was just, you know, on some very subconscious level, following my soul that was telling me, yes, there's something bigger behind this decision. But I consciously don't think I had any idea. I literally was telling everyone, and this is what I was thinking. I just want to take some break, want to feel that adventure that comes with traveling, exploring, discovering the world, and let's see. Having said that, I sold everything. I sold my car, I sold my belongings, like the little things that were left, you know, are still stored in my mom's house,
right,
in Poland, right? So I guess like my soul knew I was after something bigger. It's just my conscious self didn't quite want to acknowledge it yet. But definitely my Manipura was supporting me all the way through.
Because
as you say, a decision like this, but even later on my journey, like up until this moment, I am mostly solo traveler. So I live right now in South America. I've lived in many places on earth, in Asia and in Europe, in the States, in South America. And every time, of course, it's a decision to do something, right? And sometimes the decisions are tough. To go to a completely new place, and just because I feel like exploring it, I feel like you know, immersing myself into that culture.
Yeah.
And every time it takes some courage and really a lot of faith that comes with a strong Manipura to take this decision, right? And and traveling is not always easy, as people say. Like it's not just those.
Not just a holiday, is it?
Instagram, exactly. It's far from that. Actually, I run a full time business with women working with me across many different time zones. There are many things in which also strong Manipura helps me, because you know Manipura, as you know, is also so much about structure, about strong leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
If well balanced, it's also so much about that really creating that ecosystem that will allow things to function well in business, at work, right? So managing a business, you know, from one place, from South America right now, and having clients in North America and Europe, in Asia, is also quite a thing sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, like from the smallest things, like organizing everything to really showing up as the leader that you came here to be.
Yeah.
It's all, I think, Manipura. And I feel very blessed to have to have a strong Manipura. But as we've talked many times before, and as I acknowledged before, there's this other side of a strong Manipura: overactiveness, hyperactiveness.
Yeah.
Constant like need to hustle, right? To be doing things. So of course, like every chakra and every quality has its, you know, upside and downside. And we also have to be aware of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that this is, you know, finding that power, you know, for me, the Manipura chakra, sort of, if I had to summarize it into one word, it would be empowerment. And that empowerment, which gives you confidence, that gives you self-esteem, that gives you purpose. But I think that, you know, finding out what you really want to do, you know, people go, oh, you know, it's very easy to say, these so many platitudes. We say, oh, it's easy, you know, oh, what do you want to do? You know, we ask kids that their entire life, what do you want to do with your life? What are you going to, you know, my kids are, you know, in their early 20s. Oh, what do you want to do? So, how are you supposed to know? But there is a growth process here where we have to try and at least explore finding out what we really want, you know, and find out where our source, you know, there's two parts of it that I find really interesting: finding out what our purpose is, what we really want to do with our lives, and then finding our source of strength to be able to do that, you know, to be able to do that thing that we've decided we want to do. But the first thing is we need to work out what we want to do. So you obviously left your lovely corporate, comfy, well-paid job and packed a bag and got on a plane thinking just adventure. But there must have been a moment at which it started to drop in to your consciousness about what it was that you actually wanted to do. So how did that come about? Was there anything that that came about specifically, or was it just a gradual thing that came about?
I think it was a very gradual thing. Of course, now I can, when I look back, I can kind of point out several milestones that happened on the way. But at that time, with all honesty, I had absolutely no idea.
This is the thing, is that you often don't know, do you? You know, these things happen.
Oh my gosh, I think most of the time, like when I see people teaching, you know, programs about like discovering the life purpose and all of these things. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I believe we should do this work. Everyone should. And, you know, not everyone has a, like, you know, a purpose to touch the hearts of the masses, right? Sometimes people's life purpose is just, you know, to be that family person, the best version of you as a mother, as a dad, right? Or whatever it is that you do, that's okay. But, you know, it's usually a gradual process, as you say, a process of self-discovery. So if someone tells me, oh, in this short course, I'm going to teach you how to discover your life purpose, I'm like, okay, good luck with that. Because seriously, like it's a process of deep self-discovery. It's a profound journey that I'm still on. And I'm sure you're still on too.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah,
and I keep refining this life purpose, and I keep reconnecting with it. And then there is moments of recalibration that I find really hard. And I've had a number of them this year alone, when I had to like stop, pause, which was really, by the way, hard for my solar plexus chakra. And I had to kind of, you know, take time to reflect and think or feel even more what it is that I want, what it is that my soul is calling me to do right now. What's this next big thing for me through which I can fulfill my potential, but at the same time, you know, make an impact in the world, because this is this is what I really want to, like, for me, it's always these two things, you know, having that life that I crave, I want, I desire, always combined with, we've got
South American,
yeah, always combined with that thing that you can contribute to the world, right? Yeah. That one thing that will help you make the world a better place to live, yeah, right? So for me, it's always these two things kind of, you know, blended together. So coming back to your question, it was a gradual process of self-discovery. I think in my first year of travel, so first year was travel only. So I went to the States, I traveled around the States, I traveled around Central and South America, and around, I think, Colombia, which is my favorite place on earth, I launched a blog. It was a travel/personal development blog. Very quickly, I realized I don't really even enjoy writing about travels. Like, people wanted to hire me for travel articles because I had traveled a lot, obviously, and I wasn't even willing to take these jobs, and I didn't enjoy writing about that, you know, that travel component. Yeah. What I did enjoy and love writing about was my inner journey.
Right.
And then I quickly realized after a full year of traveling, I went back to Europe. I'm from Poland, and I was offered a job, a really good marketing and sales director job in Warsaw. And although I was almost broke at that point, because of course I was all this time
traveling for a year.
Without working. So all this time I pretty much, you know, spent all my money. So even though I was broke, I was really, really at that time confused, because, you know, I shook all my identity, everything I had created for so many years as a marketing manager, as a corporate person, as, you know, as this kind of person living in a big city, in a conventional big city life style, yeah, right? So I had to kind of completely reinvent myself. And even though I was so scared, and, you know, that conscious self was telling me, what the hell are you doing? Like, someone's paying you a lot of money to do this job, and this is exactly what you need right now, you know, to give yourself that level of safety and security that, you know, we all know our root chakra needs.
Yeah.
I, despite that, with that little money I had left, I went to Asia because I was really in need of my personal healing, to rebuild that identity or completely reinvent myself. And this is how I started my chakra work. When I really got introduced to the chakra system, I ended up working in an energy healing center in Cambodia in 2016, I guess, yeah, or early 2017. I took a training in energy healing and chakra work in active meditation. And a few months later, 2017, I organized my first retreat in Thailand. Wow. Seven amazing women came, really trusted me.
That's amazing.
And came to Asia to do this transformational chakra work with me. And this is how it all started.
So what I glean from this really amazing story is that you were kind of led by you're really led by your Manipura, going and knowing that you needed to do the work, you needed to do this work on yourself. It would have been way easier to take that corporate job back in Warsaw and live in a flat and buy shoes and go out for drinks on a Friday night, but that was not what your soul wanted. Like, your identity, which I think is, you know, really what solar plexus also encompasses, your identity, your self-identity, your inner self knew that that wasn't you, it wasn't for you, it wasn't what you wanted to do. but it was determined to make you, it's almost like it kind of led you on a leash, kind of like, no, here we go, come on, we're going to Asia. And you carried on doing the work, and you did this work, the self-developmental work and growth work. And this is one of the things that I feel is the most important things in order to bolster your solar plexus. And I would hazard a guess that probably in general, if you took a cross-section of people, say all the people listening to this podcast, probably 70% are like me and they're slightly underactive in their Manipura, and 30% are maybe slightly overactive. And okay, so there's a section of those who are somewhere in the middle, and you know, there's a spectrum for everything. Yeah. But I've lost my train of thought for a second. Oh, what was I saying? The work, that's it.
Yes, doing the
inner work. When I started working with you, and we started, and you know, when you start a business course, you think, you know, yes, it's a soulful business course, and I'm going to learn how to sell without being a salesperson, and I'm going to learn how to develop my business. And you think, I'm going to learn practical skills. But actually what I learned more, or what I've realized was the most important part of the learning that I did with you especially, was this inner work. You know, asking myself the questions that I had never asked myself before. You know, how do you, you know, I can't even think about it. There were so many questions, Anna, on all those workbooks, you know, but doing the self-inquiry, doing the self-inquiry work was so beneficial. And it gave me the confidence to start, you know, to do what I'm doing now, to, you know, running my course, to having a podcast, to, you know, trying to look to the future, to grow this business that I want to make, that I think will make a difference in the world, in the same way that, you know, we all want to do something that makes, you know, even if it's just a few people's lives better, then that's what we're aiming for. But what was key to me getting to that stage was doing the work. Doing the self-developmental things. And, you know, I've been through phases where I've done that. You know, I've been reading like really great books, self-developmental books, you know, working on myself, doing yoga retreats, you know, all of those sort of things. And those are the points in my life that I can look at and go, that was a fork in the road. That was a moment where I shifted from one gear up to the next. That was where I made an important discovery. That's where I made the growth, where my self-confidence grew, where I had realizations about myself. And this is what I'm learning about you, is that your Manipura dragged you, you know, feels like your Manipura sort of pulled you along, whereas the rest of us, the 70%, have to really actively work on that Manipura, on that solar plexus energy, to keep pushing ourselves up the hill, to keep making that development, you know, to keep that self-growth going. Do you think that's fair assessment?
I think that, yes, definitely my Manipura was like, you know, working hand in hand with my soul.
Yes.
Because I think in my case, like, everyone's journey is different, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I think in my case, I was in such denial for so many years. Of course, I've been interested in spirituality for more than 10 years now. So it's not that, you know, it all started there, like, of course, we are living our life, our stories, relationships that teach us so much, right? And, you know, we dive in stuff, right? So, of course, it's not that I was just introduced to the inner work and this is when it all started. No. However, I think, you know, with that move of taking the plunge into, like, you know, getting myself out of that system of the convention was so difficult on so many levels that there was no other way than getting support from my Manipura. So it's like, it was like a collab of my soul and my energetic kind of self, who was like, okay, we have to give this girl some support because she's doing it all on her own. I was going through a very turbulent relationship back then. So, of course, so many things. I was creating a business. I was already, you know, a transformational leader. So I was supporting other people. And as you know, you need to be in such a good space yourself to be a powerful leader of transformation for other people, right? Powerful healer, coach, chakra worker, or whatever you do, mentor, educator, right? So I know it from my own experience. Today, I feel honored and privileged to be supporting women like you who are in this work, because I've done this work. But without that, and without all of these experiences that my soul signed me up for, I wouldn't be able to support you or other amazing women like yoga teachers, educators, consultants, creatives, healers, wellness practitioners, because I didn't do the work, but I did, and I have to say it was one of the best things I've done in my life, but at the same time one of the hardest
things. Yeah, and I think
just to go to your question also, you know, I think that this is the support I got from the universe by getting a strong solar plexus chakra support that really allowed me to live through that and survive, because so many times I was all by myself, you know, in a different continent, living, you know, my humble life, creating a business, filling retreats, which, as you start out, is not easy. You don't have any following, any audience, and you live from that. Like, there's nobody you can call and say, "Hey, like, can you just lend me a hand here? I can't pay my bills this month." Right? This is not how it works. Maybe this is my proud Manipura that would never do that. Right? Anyway. Yeah. It's like, you know, I felt like at the same time I had that big vision of supporting women internationally. And so the what was there for me. The how was something that I had to surrender to. So throughout my journey, as a transformation leader, as a chakra educator, as a retreat leader, and then as I stepped into life coaching and coached women on relationship, on career, even on health. I also my personal story of chronic disease. So many topics I coached on, you know, on the life level, so to say, and finally to transition into business coaching and you know, put it all together, every like that, you know, corporate background of 10 years and my marketing background and university background in marketing combined with everything on this, you know, on my own business journey of 5 years, and offering it, really blending it with energy work, with chakra healing, with mindset work, with NLP, with hypnosis, with so many different arts and modalities I've learned over the years in many different parts of the world, having visited almost 60 countries.
Wow.
You know, this was the divine plan of the universe, right? But as you are on this journey, you have to trust, because sometimes there is evidence, but sometimes there isn't, or sometimes it's still pretty blurry and you're unable to see it.
Yeah.
And this is when you have to remember what it is that you came here for. And going back to the first part of our conversation, this is when this self-discovery process is so important, that you maybe not always know where you're headed exactly, but you trust that you're headed, that you're guided in the right direction.
And there's so much there that's and it's a wonderful realization, I think, just having that awareness of the fact that you have this potential power to affect change within yourself and affect change in your life is huge. And you know, there is so much that holds people back. And I know that you've worked with you know, you work with dozens, hundreds, I don't know how many people you've worked with, lots and lots of people. And I'm sure you've come across a lot of people who, like me at the beginning, are like, oh, I don't know how to do it. Or just tell me how to do it. And then you keep pushing until I understand how to do it for myself, which is exactly the right way to learn. But in your experience, what, I don't know, I mean, there's a lot of classic things that hold people back from finding their own empowerment, from finding that, you know, that's the source of their strength and what they really want in their life. You know, the blocks to this chakra are myriad. I mean, there are millions of things, you know, as you talked about right at the beginning, you know, the sort of programming that we get. Then you've got sort of social resistance and fear of failure and rejection and, you know, a million different things that can block us from, from really connecting with this power, this powerhouse of energy, you know, this our inner fire. But in your experience, you've taught it, you know, you've coached a lot of people, you know, what is it that that you find that holds people back from their empowerment? And what is it that gets them over that sort of hurdle? I'm sure it's not that easy to generalize, but that's what I'm interested to know is what in your experience, you've dealt with a lot of people who are trying to come into their power and searching for their power, searching for their purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good question. I think especially something I learned in my life coaching practice is that, you know, there's two types of people, right? So there's two types of people in terms of their kind of personal power, motivation, especially in terms of that, you know, work kind of environment, right? But it shows in life too, right? So there's, as you say, those people who need some more empowerment and, so to say, kind of activation of their solar plexus chakra. And so many is said about, you know, ways of activating your solar plexus chakra.
Yeah, there's so many.
Empowering yourself and yeah.
Lots and lots of different little ways.
Yeah, and I would definitely share. But before that, there is this other group that I believe is also important to understand. And I definitely belong to this group. And before this level of self-awareness I have right now, I have to admit that I was in that other group that was just sometimes blindly following certain programming, right? Because I've always been a motivated, self-motivated person. So I, now looking back, I need to admit that it wasn't always the right things that I was following, right? So here, I mean, even like certain work situations that, you know, I was always a very ambitious person, high achiever, right? And I didn't, you know, give myself that moment of reflection to think, okay, is this really something I want, right? Is it, or is it just that next thing I am supposed to reach or achieve, right? And now when I look back, many times I think it was just that next level thing I was supposed to achieve. I was made to believe that this was something I needed, I wanted, I desired, right? I didn't ask myself these questions, right? And then there is, going back to your question, those people who need more activation, right? More empowerment. Mm. And I think in both cases, there's one solution. Asking yourself on a deep level about that thing that you really desire, that your soul wants. The solution is one for all. It just, we sometimes don't take the time to do this work. And we go back literally to what we talked about, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That everyone needs that time to align with your soul, with your spirit, with your soul's purpose, right? Everyone needs their time to tune into their feelings and see, okay, this is where I'm at. Where do I want to be? How do I want to feel? what habits and behaviors are supporting me, which of them aren't, right? What do I need to change? What do I need to adjust? What do I need to modify in my life? Or what do I have to change altogether? Like, not everyone has to change their life the way I did drastically. I definitely don't recommend it to everyone because it's a hell of a journey. But there are things that you can, you know, you can change right now, like on a really on that everyday level, like certain behaviors that are either serving you or not serving you, certain habits that are either supporting you on your life journey, on your soul's journey, or not necessarily, right? So in both cases, it's that self-awareness, that really consciousness of what it is that I desire, what it is that my soul is calling me to do, what it is that I want for my life, for myself, in terms of relationships, in terms of my work life, my career, if you have business, my business, that I'm ready to actively pursue, right? And of course, there are so many ways of activating yourself to do that. But it all starts with self-awareness, with connecting to that vision. And I can't imagine every program. I teach mostly business programs right now. But every program I start, as you know, is with that self-awareness part, that alignment part. Because I believe it's so important that we know where we are headed and why it is that we do it. Because as I said, as I shared with you, I might have a strong solar plexus chakra, but it wasn't always the case that I was using it to the best of its abilities, I believe.
Anna, this has been just so fantastic. I don't think we can add any more to what you've just said, which is just so powerful and so true. And I want people to listen to that last 5 minutes again, just to, you know, really absorb everything that you've said, because it's so valuable. And we all need to just take that time to really ask ourselves what is serving us. And if it's not serving us, and we don't need it in our lives. But it's just so valuable what you've just said. Thank you. I think we're going to finish there, because I think we've been recording for a while now, long enough. I've taken up enough of your precious time. So thank you, Anna. It's been an absolute joy to spend this time with you again and see your gorgeous face on the Zoom. And happy travels. Are you staying in Ecuador for long now?
I'm staying for now. We'll see. We'll see where my soul is going to take me, because I trust now that I'm guided fully most of the time. I do have my lower moments here, but most of the time I do trust. So we'll see. We'll see. There's bold dreams on my travel list, and we'll see where I land next.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Anna, for taking the time. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for all your gorgeous wisdom and everything you've said. It's been so valuable and so interesting. It's been a real joy. So thank you so much. Take care and happy travels.
Thanks so much, Rosanne.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. And till next time.
Okay. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to our conversation. I really hope that you found it interesting. All Anna's links and contact details are in the show notes. And as well as her brilliant courses, which I highly recommend, Anna has a podcast herself. Her brand is Mianna. So her website is mianna.com and her podcast is The Mianna Show. If you're looking for a coach or a mentor for your business, you might just have found who you're looking for. Honestly, trust me. I will be back with another Chakra Chat in a couple of weeks' time. But in the meantime, please carry on enjoying the weekly meditations. And right now, if you can, just take 10 minutes to sit quietly and see what resonated with you from the chat, and allow yourself to explore the deepest desires of your soul. So take a nice deep breath, settle into silence, and just give yourself that attention. Om Shanti.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.